This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Once upon a time, sort of as a corollary to the whole American dream thing about owning your own house, was the idea that when you're retired, your house ought to be paid off, done, burn the mortgage, paid off is what I'm talking about. That, however, was before the boom, the refinancing boom. It's not at all uncommon for people to retire today with a substantial balance owed on their house. Marketplace's David Weinberg has this story of how we got here and what it means for those Americans entering their golden years.
Marianne Gregory's house is easy to find. It's the only bright pink stucco one on a tree-lined block in Los Angeles.
Hi. Hi. David?
Yes. Hi.
But the house wasn't always this festive. Gregory and her husband bought it in 1971. She was a high school teacher, and he wrote for a car magazine. And this was just what they could afford.
The house looked like a haunted house, I'd say, when we bought it, and people thought we were crazy.
Marianne and her husband started fixing up the house bit by bit. They took adult classes at night in the high school wood shop and built some of their own furniture. One day, Marianne came across an article in the LA Times about a church that was being torn down. She showed up hoping to get one of the stained glass windows. She was 9 months pregnant at the time. They told her, sure, we'll sell you one, but you have to go up there and find the window yourself.
So I'm climbing up these long, narrow stairs and thinking, damn, I hope it's sturdy. And I found that one, and we put it in. And in the morning, if you're downstairs, it's just magnificent. It can almost give you religion.
Today, the house is beautiful. Over the years, they took out loans to make additions, add a swimming pool, and remodel parts of the house.
And then I got a divorce in around 04, right around the time I retired. And I bought my husband out and got a new 30-year mortgage, which I've refinanced twice.
Now, this is just one story about the life of a house and about retiring with a mortgage balance. But it's a story that's increasingly common.
The old rule was when you're retired, you really shouldn't have a mortgage.
Frank Stafford is a research scientist at the Institute for Social Research. He found that in the late 90s, 30% of people about to retire, those from 55 to 64, held a mortgage. By late 2009, it jumped to 50%.
So that was a pretty big shift.
Stafford says that the biggest risk in retiring with a mortgage balance, there's less money for unforeseen expenses like medical bills or major car repairs.
What happens is there's enough of these events that come along that end up reducing the overall wealth accumulation, either in pensions or in home equity, that's needed to support a long retirement, or even not such a long retirement.
So what caused this big shift? Why are so many more people taking cash out of their homes and extending their mortgages? When I first started reporting this story, I thought it was historically low interest rates, and that is part of the explanation. But the other part surprised me. It has to do with the automation of underwriting.
And certainly the mortgage giants, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, had a lot to do with that in terms of automating the process.
Gary Painter is a professor at the Lusk Center for Real Estate at USC. He says the reason Fannie and Freddie automated the underwriting process was so they could take the mortgages they bought and bundle them.
And they wanted to have, you know, a very, you know, clean process from start to finish in terms of bundling those mortgages.
The result was that it streamlined the process. There was a lot less paperwork.
And so what that did is it really did reduce the cost for banks, and then mortgage brokers got involved in the industry as well, because they could, you know, work with the client to refinance their mortgage and then have Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or some other secondary market purchaser actually take the loans off of their books.
This was essentially a new product that lenders aggressively marketed to homeowners, and all this refinancing spurred on the economy. Banks now had this new stream of revenue, mortgage brokers had tons of business, and homeowners could lower their monthly payments. But they also used their house's equity to buy a boat or take a vacation, pay off their kids' tuition.
And of course, if you're taking cash out, you increase your mortgage balance, and then you're more likely to have a mortgage balance later in life.
Which brings us back to retirement. Painter says we're starting to see the impact of the refinancing boom. People are working longer, into their 70s, and retirees are rethinking their long-term plans. Because for many, retirement now means a smaller safety net and years of mortgage payments. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.